It counted forward to 10, then slowly back down to 1. He repeated the ritual 3 times until his pulse eased to normal. He set down the crumpled plate, retrieved the 2 chicken breasts from the floor. His stomach growled. 30-second rule, he decided, and ate with his bare hands. First time Bobby had met Catherine Gagnon, he'd been a sniper called out to the scene of a domestic barricade, report of an armed husband holding his wife and child at gunpoint. Bobby had taken up position across from the Gagnon residence, surveying the situation through his rifle scope, when he'd spotted Jimmy, standing at the foot of the bed, waving a handgun and yelling so forcefully that Bobby could see the tendons roping the man's neck. Then Catherine came into view, clutching her 4-year-old son against her chest. She'd had her hands clasped over Nathan's ears, his face turned into her, as if trying to shield him from the worst. The situation went from bad to worse. Jimmy had grabbed his child from Catherine's arms, had pushed the boy across the room, away from what was going to happen next. Then he had leveled the gun at his wife's head. Bobby had read Catherine's lips in the magnified world of his loopholed scope. "What now, Jimmy? What's left?" Jimmy suddenly smiled, and in that smile, Bobby had known exactly what was going to happen next. Jimmy Gagnon's finger tightened on the trigger, and 50 yards away, in the darkened bedroom of a neighbor's townhouse, Bobby Dodge had blown him away. In the shooting's aftermath, there was no doubt that Bobby made some mistakes. He'd started drinking, for one. Then he'd met Catherine in person at a local museum. That had probably been his most self-destructive act. Catherine Gagnon was beautiful. She was sexy. She was the grateful widow of the abusive husband Bobby had just sent to an early grave. He'd gotten involved with her. Not physically, like Dee Dee and most others assumed, but emotionally, which was perhaps even worse, and the reason Bobby never bothered to correct anyone's assumptions. He had crossed the line. He'd cared about Kat, and as the people around her had started dying horrific deaths, he'd feared for her life. Turned out, for good reason. To this day, Dee Dee contended that Catherine Gagnon was one of the most dangerous females ever to live in Boston, a woman who had most likely, though they lacked solid evidence, set up her own husband to be killed. And to this day, whenever Bobby thought of her, he mostly saw a desperate mother trying to protect her small child. A person could be both noble and callous, self-sacrificing and self-absorbed, genuinely caring, and a stone-cold killer. Dee Dee had the luxury of hating Catherine. Bobby understood her too well. Now Bobby threw away the paper plate, crumpled the Coke can, tossed it in the recycling bin. He was just gathering up his car keys, mentally steeling himself for what would probably be a very expensive parking ticket, when his phone rang. He glanced at caller ID, then at the clock, 11:15 p.m. He understood what had happened before he ever picked up the receiver. "Catherine," he said calmly.
"Why the hell didn't you tell me?" she exploded hysterically.
Which was how Bobby learned that the media had finally discovered the truth.